updated forecast live radar, WGCLradio.com. We do have a special guest on the telephone this morning, all the way from the west side, east side, north, south. Keith, where are you? Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
I'm in Bell Trace.
Very nice.
And I am being rehabbed. I never drank before in my life, and they're taking it all out of me. I was refereeing a football game October 2nd, and I'm a Lions man, so the football player was running toward the sideline and the end line, which I have both of those lines, and I'm watching closely, and he realized he was going to run out of room before he ran out of bounds, so he reached his arm out so the ball would go over the pylon before he touched outside.
Yeah, normal
and
football play.
That's right. He dove low, but the two defenders coming at him from the other side of the end zone didn't notice he was going low, and they went high. And since there was no one there to stop him, my knee and leg were what stopped him.
Ah!
And broke the tibia, messed up the knee a little bit, and that's where I find myself. So far, I've been unable to put any weight on my left leg.
Well, that's good. That's how it's going to heal. That's positive. So you are Robo Keith now. You're full of titanium and other stuff.
I'm robot, and I've got a metal plate in my leg, and I should be fun at an airport from now on.
But, you'll have a special car to carry.
It's not been fun. I mean, they do a really good job here, and they're good people, all of them, from start to finish. But boy, they work you.
Yeah,
and I have a lot of colleagues here who are either inpatient, outpatient, whatever they may be, getting rehab, and it's an amazing group of people. And the kind of the stuff you look at and you do, I get an electric treatment on my leg every day, and then I have a pedal machine that I use one legged, and then I have elastic bands that I stretch different ways from Sunday. So the real issue is, getting back into the house and being independent. And that's what they're working for. As soon as I can start to put weight on this leg, then I should be in better shape.
Keith Klein is our guest this morning. Keith, as he was just telling us, in a football, I don't want to say accident, it's just kind of part of the game. I've labeled it as tragically unlucky. I don't know how else to categorize this.
Well, that's exactly what it is. The kids were doing what they were supposed to be doing. And under normal conditions, it would have been a great play. The kids scored the touchdown. Which I found it interesting because the referee didn't think to ask until about 15 minutes of me laying on the field. By the way, did he score the touchdown? And the answer was yes.
Well, I'm good. They scored the touchdown. They should be more worried about you than the touchdown. So what quarter of the game was this in?
It was the fourth quarter. We had about 5 minutes left to go in the game.
And what lovely burg in Indiana were you experiencing this?
I was in Salem, Indiana, and since I drove the crew there, I drove the crew home. I don't know to this day how I got in my house, because there was a trainer there, and the trainer took a look at it, and he said, well, I've got some good news, some bad news. He said, you didn't mess up your ACL, but you're going to be really, really sore for a time. Apparently he didn't notice the break. And so I'm kind of hobbling along on this leg. And then on Saturday morning, I went to the hospital, and they found out that it was broken and started giving me some codeine or codone or whatever.
Yes, please, and more of it. So I bet you didn't sleep very well that night.
No, I didn't sleep very well at all. And then on what really makes it interesting is you have the treatments. You know, it happens on Friday. You get to the hospital for the x-rays on Saturday. They tell you it's broken, but then it's going to be Monday before you can get to an orthopedist, and then Tuesday you actually had the appointment. And by the way, I ended up at the Northwest YMCA. They have an orthopedic office there.
Really?
So I went there, and I took one look at it, and he said, okay, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, we're operating. And then that was Wednesday. Did Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. They transferred me here to Bell Trace for rehab. I've got a nice room with a TV that works, and except for them interrupting every so often to take me to rehab, it's a great place.
Yeah, other than the rehab at the rehab place, it's a great place, right?
Oh, yeah. I love the people, but some of them are very intent on the fact that I'm not really big on doing some of these exercises, and that their job is to make me do them.
That's exactly right. Now, get your leg back in action, ready to go. And what is your prognosis? A couple more weeks before you can put weight on it, or are they looking to do that sooner than later? Is it just a matter of the healing process there?
That's pretty much it. In a week and a half, I'll see the doctor again, and they'll make an analysis. I have gone from 30% movement between the knee and the bottom of the leg to 90% movement.
Very nice.
I can,
so they're doing
their
job.
I can rotate it that way, but I can't put any weight on it.
Yeah, you don't want to do that just yet. Are your officiating days over?
You know, I think you have this happen to you once, and you kind of figure out, you know, after 51 years, it's time to hang it up.
Or you think, hey, another 51 years before it happens again.
Yeah, right. When I first started officiating, one of the older officials looked at me and he said, hey, Klein, remember this. Every year you go out there, you're a year older, but those kids are the same age.
Well, that's exactly right. And they're bigger, faster, and stronger than they were 50 years ago, weren't they?
Oh, man, are they ever. Big time.
Now,
and those safety helmets don't do a darn thing for your knee.
I bet not.
Your knee.
And I was going to say, the referees don't have any padding either. Your equipment hasn't exactly evolved with times.
My padding wasn't store-bought. I earned every inch of my padding.
Is your padding being reduced?
I think so. I hope so. It's kind of interesting. They weigh me in a wheelchair. And then they bring me to my room and take the wheelchair and weigh the wheelchair, and then they do a deduction process.
Do a little math there. That's good, because otherwise that's unfair to everybody.
You kids in the schools, don't forget, math is important.
Math is important. It's not only a good idea, it's the law. Yeah, do you need me to bring you a pizza or anything? Are you good?
I'm good. The pizza sounds good, but the food here is not bad at all.
Great. So it's a thumbs up from Beltrace, which is great to hear.
Oh, yeah.
And the rehab is how many times a day?
Twice, sometimes three times a day, 7 days a week.
That sounds like a full-time job.
Oh, it is. It is.
So ever since you retired, now you got more work.
Yeah.
I find this fascinating that this happens to you in the game. You're laying on the field for 15 minutes in the fourth quarter, and then you got up, worked the rest of the game, and drove everybody home.
No. I did not work the rest of the game.
You did not work the rest. Oh, so they went a man short for the rest of the game. You were getting some ice and some treatment there on the sideline.
I was heading toward the locker room and actually kind of walked into the locker room, changed clothes, and to this day I'm not sure how all that happened.
Wow. Yeah, because usually when you break a bone, you get a little queasy, maybe a little lightheaded. That's kind of how that goes, and then you've got to wait till Wednesday to get it taken care of. You should have some kind of medal for this. Does the Officials Association give out like a courage medal?
I think whoever makes hydrocodone needs to get the medal.
I hope that's doing its job. I hope you don't get itchy.
Yeah.
Keith. Well, we miss you, and everybody that I talk to asks about you. I know that Jenny Vaughn has stopped by and say hello, and I know you've been on the phone doing some meetings, which is great, because I know you can't get out of the loop at all. You had a busy school board meeting on Tuesday. We're going to talk to Sue a little bit later this morning, and then the Seven Oaks Charter School meeting will be next week on Wednesday. Let's just get your thoughts on that, because we haven't talked to you in a little bit.
Well, this is the third attempt to bring in this charter school. The issue is, you know, and
money.
I read
it's always about money.
Right. And it takes away money from our school kids and throws all kinds of chaotic situations into it. I wouldn't probably be as concerned if it weren't for the fact that the program is not offering anything that is not already available in the FCCSC. And so that's my big concern is number one, it takes money away from the kids that are in the FCCSC and causes problems for the teachers, for the students, those kinds of things. And it's not offering anything revolutionary in terms of education. So it's one of those things that you wonder, and I didn't even know that Grace College was place that could approve charters. For a long time, it was only Ball State and the mayor of Indianapolis. And this one kind of snuck up on me. I wasn't even aware that they were doing it. And what we've done is we've moved from Hillsdale to Grace, but Hillsdale still has a fair amount of input curriculum-wise from what I've read in what the program will be.
And I'm reading the same thing you are. It says the application also states that Seven Oaks will be affiliated with the Barney Charter School Initiative through Hillsdale College in Michigan.
Right.
This is according to Mary Keck in today's HT. The public hearing is next Wednesday. It's from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Holiday Inn Express and Suites on, what is that, West 3rd Street over there?
That's on the north side. On the west side, just off of 3rd Street.
Yeah, just find Pizza Hut and go a half a block north from there, and you can't miss any of that. And if you public input can also be submitted to Grace College via email, and they haven't done a. It's
well, and the thing that's missing so far is there was an address in the previous two where you could send something to the commission that was actually going to be deciding this. That's the email address that's missing so far.
Yeah, and the Grace College email is tjziebarth@grace.edu. That's not the easiest one to remember on any of that. So that meeting is going to come up on Wednesday. Now, the meeting you had on Tuesday, have you been doing your meetings and work sessions via video?
Oh, yeah. I've been here in the hotel on phone, in the rehab center on the phone. But because of rules, unless you're in the meeting itself, you can't vote. But I was participating and listening to everything, and I'm really, really pleased that we've begun the paperwork or the process to actually do a November referendum vote, and also the calendar was passed.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Obviously, all the homework done there, all the input, all the community town hall meetings, all the internet input, everything came together, and we know you're never going to make 100% of the people happy, but
right.
The biggest difference in this calendar was starting on August 10th. Is that the most accurate thing to say?
Essentially, you look at it a week later than you started before.
And that comes from a subtraction of days on fall break.
Right.
And
we take 2 days off of the fall break, and instead of it being a week, it's now Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then the same thing on Thanksgiving. We've got a week of Thanksgiving, but you know, we pick up a day here or there by rearranging some of the breaks.
And then, obviously, school is closed next Tuesday in the MCCSE because of polling places. That is not the case in the RBB, as Dr. Mike Wilcox told us on Tuesday.
Well, I heard Mike yesterday, and Mike said, you know, that, number one, they don't have any voting places in the schools. One of the things that people have to understand is the reason the schools are attractive as voting places is because we're handicap accessible.
Right, ADA, right.
Right.
And usually they have large parking lots. That doesn't hurt either.
And the other thing is that, you know, and this doesn't get talked about too much, but a large number of our kids actually are involved in the campaigns for the candidates. And they work the polls themselves. So, you know, yeah, there's kids who are going to take a day off. Teachers are going to be in service training.
Right.
But, you know, you don't want the schools wide open security-wise and all the other things. If you're going to have people coming in and out of the building. So that's the reason. But there's a lot of other things involved, and the fact that our kids are becoming part of the political process is a good idea, too.
Keith Klein is our guest this morning. He checks in from Belle Trace, where he is currently rehabbing. Now, did you have knee surgery as well or just a broken leg?
I had 27 staples in my that went from my knee down toward my ankle.
Oh,
and,
baby.
They operated, and actually, I have not heard the postmortem on what all they did, but I know that the tibia, in fact, what was interesting was it's kind of like the tibia is what holds the leg up to the knee.
Correct.
And what was interesting was when that happened, it was kind of like when I tried to stand up, my leg was like from the knee down just flopping around.
Ah!
It's like, oh, I think there's something wrong.
Yes.
So,
that paints a vivid picture. Well, I tell you what, right. I thank you for calling and joining in. And I'm not joking when I tell you the phone is open anytime.
I miss you guys.
Oh, well,
I
miss you.
From a lot of people.
Great, because everywhere I've gone, everybody's asking.
Audio.
And please remember, if you're up and they are not turning you into a pretzel, please dial in, say hello. Everybody loves to hear from you, and we love to hear on your progress. And bell tray, so if you got if you want to send over the pizza, what room number are you
in? I'm in 130.
There you go. So if you want to stop by and say hi, don't bring your kids over there. That's why I haven't been by to see you yet.
They actually do a trick or treat here.
When they do? Okay, when? Today? Tomorrow?
No, not, let me see. I got
just send me a text message, will you?
It's on Friday the 30th from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll send the cherubs over there with Mom, and we'll see what's going on, and I'll stay in your room with you. I'll bring the whiskey. You bring the good times.
Okay.
Hey, great.
You had a good one.
Thanks, Keith. I appreciate the time. Keith Klein, my partner in crime who is on the mend at Bell Trace. Broken. What a story. I'm just glad Keith is getting healthy. Sounds great. So that's hyper encouraging as well. Next step is to get back on both legs and get past the rehab. So it sounds like they're working him out pretty well. That's what they should do. Get you back up on your feet again.